Jacket Mike talking a little sports. He is a ticket broker and has tickets galore, not just for sports, but if you're listening to us in Connecticut, just outside, a stone's throw away from New York and the Garden and all the great concerts that go there. Also, he has concert tickets. You can go to easy-ticket.com. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kate. I was looking for some shoddy tickets, but I couldn't find them.
I'll tell you what, one day you might have those shoddy tickets. They are a pretty hot band. Like I said, they're just about ready to break, and they're starting to get some of those cool things that happened to you in the beginning. I just tell them, Mike, and I'll tell them when they come on the show, I try to help them however I could along the way, so I better get tickets when they're at Madison Square Garden. They better leave them for me. That's what I told them. I threatened them. Hey, speaking of tickets, they finally, as many people listening to us know because we do the nail the score thing, the Cowboys on that Monday night game finally learned their lesson, and with the standing room only tickets that they had, they cut down the amount. For people who don't know, I mean, it was a ridiculous amount of people that were at the at Jerry's Palace on the previous Sunday, and it was almost a fire hazard, I guess. So they cut down the amount of people that could actually get those standing room only tickets, and it turned out a lot better for the Cowboys, and so did the results finally in the end of the game, huh?
Yeah, they the Cowboys, you know, were able to beat the Panthers. The was 21-7, and you know, they looked pretty good. The Panthers just didn't look like they were there at all. So right now, we still have seven undefeated teams in the NFL right now. But coming next week, we'll at least be down to six, because the Jets are going to play the Saints, who are both undefeated right now, and one's going to come out a loser, I know. So
yeah, no kidding.
I'm guessing New Orleans is going to win, and not New York. New Orleans is going to win in that game, and not New York. So, speaking of New York, you know, the Giants, they're looking really good. They whooped up on Tampa Bay this last weekend.
Yeah, Tampa Bay, though, has so many problems. Tampa Bay's brutal. They may be one of the worst teams in the league. But, like you said, they whooped up on them to bagel somebody. Can you imagine the Buccaneers not even putting up any kind of a score on the board? That's nuts.
Yeah, that's terrible. I mean, this is just not their year. Of course, the Giants, they're going to be playing Kansas City this week, so I don't think they're going to have any trouble there. But the big game is next Monday, and Brett Favre goes back with his Vikings back into Lambeau Field, and I think Favre will win that game for him, and I don't think he's going to be welcome back in Green Bay anymore.
I don't think so either, especially showing up in that Vikings uniform. And you're right, that's one of the biggest games, I think, on the schedule heading into the NFL season. We talked about that one a lot. And Brett Favre with that last-minute touchdown over San Francisco, that might have been, in fact, I'm going to say it was the best game that I saw all weekend long, because with just 12 seconds left on the clock, nobody was really expecting Brett Favre to be able to pull that out the way he did, even though he's had an amazing amount of comebacks in his career. But that was a thrilling finish. I don't know, Mike. I don't know how you feel about this, but the Vikings, pretty much to me, are definitely going to be contenders this time around.
Yeah, they look like a real team. And, you know, you talk about a late scoring game, the Cincinnati-Pittsburgh game. I think Pittsburgh pulled to Dallas this last weekend, and they gave the game away at the end.
Yeah, no kidding. That was a very crazy finish. All right, college football. What did you see that you thought was interesting this past weekend?
Well, there were very few upsets, but for the most part, except Mississippi, that was ranked number four. They got beat by South Carolina, 16-10. Of course, it knocked them out of the top ten. Texas, they ran over UT El Paso 64-7, so there wasn't much of a game there. They play the 1-2 Colorado Buffaloes this weekend. Florida, they're going to be idle this week, but this last week they whooped up on Kentucky, you know, pretty bad. But like I said, Florida, they're idle this weekend, but they're resting up for their game this next week with LSU. And mm-hmm. I think that's going to be a fantastic game. Alabama, they're going to play Kentucky. I don't see them having any problem this weekend with them. So, otherwise, hockey's coming up.
And, I know. The puck drops for the first time for the regular season tomorrow night, and there's just a handful of games. I'm a huge hockey fan. I grew up in a hockey family. I've talked about it before in America Tonight, so I'm excited about it. I know that you like hockey, and you have hockey tickets, right?
Yeah, I've got a lot of tickets available for pretty much most of the teams, most of the games, and I can get tickets to pretty much anything. But what I saw in the preseasons, the Stars, they looked terrible in the preseason. Of course, that may be a good omen because Chicago and Pittsburgh, they were at the bottom of their respective divisions also, and I think both of them are going to be a strong contenders into the regular season. So the whole season lasts a little bit over 6 months, and I look for Pittsburgh and Detroit to be strong again, and along with Anaheim and the New York Rangers. So
we'll see what happens. Hey, we're out of time. Easy Ticket Mike, go to easy-ticket.com. Don't forget about baseball. I'm a huge Phillies fan. They nailed it, but of course they won the World Series last year. So in the National League, looking pretty interesting. We had a lot of Cards fans that called us on our last show. The regular season wrapping up on the 4th, however. Go to easy-ticket.com. Mike, thanks. We'll talk to you next week.
Good evening, Kate.
Are you constantly